Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Dermot in for Oliver at the Ploughing 2025. Text 51551. Geraldine says, Dermot, you're right to mention stewards and helpers on the field. I helped before. They're all a great bunch of people. Once you have the Ploughing high vis, you're part of the family. Drop us a message if you want. You can use WhatsApp too, 087 032 32 32. But right now, I am joined by two sporting legends, former Munster and Irish rugby international Alan Quinlan, and by All-Ireland winner Davy Fitzgerald. Well, lads, Alan, there's something you want to get off your chest early doors, is it?
Well, I just wanted to mention, and we don't talk about it a lot, Tipperary winning the All-Ireland this year, and I've been chatting through it. Pat Short is giving an old shout there in the background, but anyway, it's great that we were back, you know. It took us a few years, as you know, you were fairly dominant, the Limerick crowd.
Yeah. Not your first rodeo at ploughing. I mean, you're of farming stock, aren't you?
Yeah, I come from a farming background in Limerick Junction in Tipperary, and it's a great event. It's brilliant. It's the weather is good so far anyway, and it's great to see so many families here. And
I'm always amazed that people actually live in Limerick Junction. I feel like it's a place between dimensions.
If you stand on the platform, you can have a look around at the train station, and you can see there's actually people living
in
houses
there. In the bushes.
Yeah, we're all over there.
How about you, Davy? Do you have any farming experience?
Yeah, I have a bit. Would have grown up on my uncle's farm, spent most of my weekends out there milking cows, delivering milk, all that stuff. So this is my fourth year at the Ploughing Championships with Zurich, so it is. And I suppose we've two good events down there, which is great. The fittest farming pair, and we have Ireland's fittest club, which is brilliant.
Yeah. Ireland's fittest family is going to be back on the telly soon, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're back in October. We finished up there filming probably about a month ago, and oh my God, just the events this year and the places we've gone to is just amazing. I think, in fairness to the production team, they've brought it to another level.
Mm. You got new judges this year? New coaches.
Yeah, we did. We got another rugby head in there. So we did Andrew Chamberlain's in with us, Michael Darren McCauley, Ellen Keane. Mm. So you do. So it's a lot tougher this time, I can guarantee you.
Yeah. How's the golf going these days?
The golf is struggling, but yeah. I'm on the way out all the time, not winning much.
Should be ashamed of himself. He's playing off 13.
No. What's your handicap, Quinny?
16.
Okay, well, didn't
you're
talk.
A golfer. You're a golfer.
Weren't you off scratch or something at some point?
That was 20 years ago.
Well, just to be able to say you were off scratch at some point, that's so impressive. That's my dream. Come here to me. You're going to be back, obviously, for the Six Nations on Virgin Media, won't you, Quinny?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's always a great, great event, the Six Nations. And November International's coming up. Rugby season's kind of kicking off, so it's going to be a busy year. I'm here, I have to say, with Rugby Players Ireland this morning in Zurich. We're celebrating 10 years of Tackle Your Feelings, which is really important to me. I'm part of the team in Rugby Players Ireland. We launched a teacher-led program going into schools all over Ireland, talking to kids and trying to teach them about resilience, positive mental health, well-being. I think it's really important. You know, mental health gets spoken a lot nowadays, thankfully, and our attitudes are changing dramatically. So educating young kids in our schools is a really important part of breaking down the stigma. And for Rugby Players Ireland to be doing that, it's fantastic, and it's making a real impact. We're in over 200 schools in Ireland so far.
Yeah, it's massive. It was a blow for Ireland at the weekend, wasn't it, against France in the World Cup rugby finals, the women's. What did you think?
Really disappointed they lost the quarter final. Look, it was always going to be difficult. There's a couple of very, very strong teams. Mm. But, you know, for Ireland to lose by 5 points against France, a game they could have, and probably the stats would say, should have won the game. It was really unfortunate. They've made great strides in the last couple of years. It was heartbreaking stuff on Sunday because they put so much effort into that, and they've really closed the gap on the top teams, which is great. But to see the team go out the way they did on Sunday was really disappointing. They've been absolutely fantastic in the tournaments, and I think they're only going to get stronger.
Yeah, 100%. Davy, thoughts on the hurling season just gone? Predictions for next year? What are you feeling?
Well, firstly, well done to Tip. If you asked at the start of the year, I'm sure people were saying that Liam Cahill was on the way out the door, and that would have been common around the place, that he was under massive pressure. He did some job. They deservedly won the final. I think tactically they got it right. Cork found it very hard to adapt to what went on. But by fair play to Tip. I think their resilience, the way they handle themselves, they're deserving champions the year ahead. Will Limerick be back? I think so. I think they'll be there or thereabouts. I think the gap is closed. Like, it's Limerick are there, Tip are there, Clare will be right there or thereabouts. So they will. Kilkenny won't be far away. So it's all to play for the year. Like, isn't it great? Like, we were saying for a few years, is there anyone going to beat Limerick? But now it's open. Now there's teams have a chance, which I think is brilliant.
Yeah. What about your own plans? Are you staying on with the Antrim Hurlers?
I'm looking forward to a second year, in fairness. Like, I've been going up to Antrim 25 years, and it was tough year last year, but I expect we'll progress. I think we'll do a lot better, and looking forward to it.
Attendees can see Alan and Davey and try to hang tough at the Zurich stand here at the Ploughing Championships across the 3 days. Give it up for Alan Quinlan and Davey Fitzgerald. Thanks, lads.